Now let's listen to the psalm. He says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." This reveals, I think, the wonderful voice of the Lord Jesus Christ when he said he's come to do the Father's will, committed himself to the Father completely. He took this place of subjection down here purposely when he took upon himself our humanity. He assumed it. Now, little man down here, and we're pretty little, by the way, all of us are, little man becomes proud and tries to lift himself up. And I'm afraid today that we have men in high places, politicians, if you want to call them statesmen, you may, and men in science, men in education, and ministers, they almost take the place of God today. But I want to tell you, friends, we're pretty small potatoes here on this earth. We don't amount to very much. We were created a little lower than the angels. Now, he came down here and took that place. He took it willingly. He didn't have to take it. I have to take it. I'm glad I'm a man, but I also need to recognize what man really is. And then I rejoice what God's going to do for us and with us someday. And he says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." What a picture of the Lord Jesus. It was a picture of David. Oh, I trust it's a picture of you and me today. And I continue on in verse 2. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee. Have you ever just ridden along in your car or walked on a mountainside, or walked by the seashore, and when you did that, why, you could just look up and say, "You're my Lord, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, you're my Lord." Have you ever told him that, by the way? I've got a little grandson, and you can't imagine what it means to an old man to have him crawl up in your lap and put his arms around you and tell you that you're my grandpa. That's quite wonderful, my friend. And I have a heavenly Father. And since he made us as he did in his image, I'm of the opinion that he likes for us and our Savior likes for us some time to come to him and tell him, "You're my Lord." And have you told him that, by the way? And don't tell him like the crowd that someday they'll say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we perform mighty wonderful works in your name?" He said, "Well, I didn't even know you." Oh, I want my friend, when I call him Lord, to mean it, that he is my Lord.